Greg King here from your Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Around here, community isn't just something we say, it's something we live. When you shop with us, you're choosing real food from local people, supporting the farmers, bakers, and families who make this place home. Next time you're in, let us know what you think. Drop a suggestion in one of our comment boxes and let us know how we can make your shopping experience the best. For the holiday, we are featuring USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Standing Rib Roast, $13.99 a pound. And fresh from the butcher, we have thick cut hardwood smoked bacon, $5.99 a pound. We also have 80% lean ground beef, just $4.99 a pound. In our produce department, we have 5-pound bag russet potatoes, just 79 cents a bag. Sweet blueberries, just $2.99 for a 1-pound package. Also in the produce department, we have 3-pound bag of tangerines, just $2.49 a bag. In our service deli, hot and ready self-serve bar, just $7.99 a pound. Valley Fresh Market is located off Del Rio exit in Atascadero. It's real food from local people. See our ads at valleyfreshmarkets.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, December 22nd, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Former Paso Robles High School principal received $40,000 payout for resignation. CHP officer from Paso Robles sentenced for insurance fraud. Details of these and other stories coming up. Foggy this morning, cloudy for the afternoon, highs in the low 60s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. According to documents detailing the resignation agreement regarding former Paso Robles High School principal Megan Fletcher, she received a $40,000 payout for her resignation. In early November, Fletcher was arrested on campus at the high school after she allegedly drove to work under the influence of alcohol and was placed on paid administrative leave. The resignation document for Fletcher's leave says she remains on paid administration leave through November 30th, then switching to unpaid leave, which will last through June 30th, 2026. The district paid Fletcher a $40,000 lump sum as part of the agreement and will continue to pay her health benefits until June 30th of 2026. The document also states that the district and Fletcher each paid for their own attorney's fees. The bridge connecting Jack Creek Road to Highway 46 West has reopened. First built in 1937, the $8 million project to replace the deteriorating old bridge began in April. Caltrans identified the bridge as needing a full replacement for years, and now it is reopened with a wider, more durable concrete box with two traffic lanes. CHP officer from Paso Robles sentenced for insurance fraud. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A California Highway Patrol officer from Paso Robles has been sentenced to 270 days in jail for insurance fraud. An investigation found that 45-year-old Jordan Roy Lester, who worked as an officer for 17 years, procured medical leave claiming he was unable to work because of an injury and was later found to be false. The investigation found Lester at a property he owned cutting down trees, stacking firewood, and operating heavy machinery. Lester has been forced to pay around $232,000 to the CHP in restitution and $127,000 to the State Compensation Insurance Fund. He will lose his service and pension credit for the years the fraud was committed. Sacramento County District Attorney Thien Ho said, "To have a peace officer commit this fraud is not only a violation of their duty to serve and protect with integrity, but is also a violation of public trust." Candidates wishing to run for the 2026 statewide district primary election, the signatures in lieu filing period has opened. This allows candidates to collect signatures in lieu of paying filing fees, giving prospective candidates the opportunity to gather signatures that can reduce or fully offset the cost of qualifying for the ballot, according to the clerk recorder's office. The number of signatures needed to offset filing fees varies by office, and registered voter signatures must reside within the jurisdiction of the office sought. Signatures collected for this purpose may also be applied toward the signatures needed on nomination papers. The signatures in lieu of filing period will be open until June 2026. Detailed instructions will be made available on the clerk recorder's website at the end of this month. A suspected DUI driver crashed into a traffic pole on the corner of Los Osos Valley Road and Froom Ranch Way Saturday evening in San Luis Obispo. The San Luis Obispo police announced on social media this incident occurred at approximately 5:41 p.m., saying that after the driver had crashed, he bailed from the truck and ran. Eyewitnesses provided police a description of the person, and patrol officers located him a short distance away. Police say he was arrested for suspected DUI and hit and run. Fortunately, there were no injuries. The Community Foundation, San Luis Obispo County, announced that $2.26 million in unrestricted grants have been mobilized to support nonprofit organizations throughout San Luis Obispo County. The funds have been distributed among 27 local nonprofit organizations made possible through a collaboration with the County Board of Supervisors, First Five San Luis Obispo County, and community donors. The Board of Supervisors first pledged an early investment of $1.2 million, and the partnership with First Five and community donors rapidly expanded the grant monies. Recipients include Lumina Alliance, People's Self-Help Housing, Boys and Girls Club of California, Central Coast, Senior Nutrition Meals That Connect, El Camino Homeless Coalition, and more. Additionally, Community Foundation says they are launching a comprehensive sustainability support system to provide grantees access to consulting services, one-on-one coaching, organizational assessments, and tailored technical assistance. In sports for the NFL, on Sunday, the Chargers beat the Cowboys 34-17, the Texans over the Raiders 23-21, the Steelers beat the Lions 29-24. Tonight, the 49ers will face the Colts. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Clippers beat the Lakers 103-88, the Trailblazers over the Kings 98-93, the Warriors beat the Suns 119-116. Yesterday, the Kings beat the Rockets 125-124. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Magic, the Grizzlies will go against the Thunder, the Pistons will face the Trailblazers, the Mavericks will go against the Pelicans, and the Jazz will face the Nuggets. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Days of heavy rain and mountain snow expected this week.
Friday, rain and snow, heavy rain at times, and a holiday travel about 5,000 feet in mountains Tuesday evening through Friday.
Bill Rasha with the National Weather Service says things should clear up this weekend. Flooding underway in multiple areas as a series of storms hit Sacramento and the Sierra. South Yuba River forcing 9 people to evacuate a home in Placer County. Sheriff's Office with snowmobiles, snowcats, and rescue teams pre-deployed across the region. In Redding, one person drowned when floodwaters covered city streets yesterday. Power restored for thousands of PG&E customers in San Francisco, but thousands more may not have it restored until this afternoon.
The damage within Mission Substation is both extensive and complex. We have engineers and electricians working around the clock to get customers back online.
Outages started Saturday after a fire broke out at a PG&E substation in the Soma District. Gas prices averaging $4.31 a gallon statewide. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. Beaches in parts of Monterey County are shut down because of a possible shark attack. The Coast Guard and other rescue teams still looking for a 55-year-old swimmer last seen off the coast of the Pacific Grove. Yesterday afternoon, the Pacific Grove Police Department got a call about a potential shark attack after the woman disappeared in a large splash of water. As a result, all beaches within a one-mile radius were closed. Witnesses say the woman was swimming with a group and meets every Sunday when they saw what appeared to be a shark attack. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas applauded the organization's principals and celebrated its accomplishments this year in an address delivered last week at the Farm Bureau's 107th annual meeting in Anaheim. Despite all the challenges we have in the world, all the challenges we have in agriculture, we still have a tremendously bright future, Douglas said. I believe that it's because of Farm Bureau that the future of California agriculture looks bright. A diversified farmer and rancher in Glenn County, Douglas was first elected in 2023 to lead the Farm Bureau. Last week, she was reelected to another two-year term. Also reflected was two-year terms were Vice President Sean Crook, Tuolumne County Forester, and Second Vice President Ron Peterson, a Stanislaus County cattle rancher and dairy farmer who also grows almonds and silage crops. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Fog this morning with cloudy skies this afternoon. Highs in the low 60s. South-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight. Lows in the upper 40s. East-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the low 60s. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Wednesday with about a 70% chance of showers, then cloudy on Christmas Day with about an inch of rain. Showers on Friday, mostly sunny Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Upper 50s Wednesday and Thursday, mid-50s Friday, upper 50s Saturday and Sunday, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 48 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A major setback for some wind energy initiatives. The Trump administration announcing that effective immediately, it's pausing all leases for large-scale offshore wind projects being constructed in the U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum on Fox Business telling Maria Bartiromo this is because of national security risks identified by the Department of War in recently completed classified reports.
That the issues related to these large offshore wind programs create radar interference that creates a genuine risk for the U.S., particularly related to the where they are in proximity to our East Coast population centers.
Wind power is the nation's largest source of renewable energy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Christmas holiday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Christmas holiday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Bovino Vineyards in the beautiful hills of Templeton, home to diverse collection of standalone varietals and beautiful blends. Owner Dan Souza, grape grower and dairy farmer, chose the name Bovino, bovine for his dairy herd, and vino for his wines. Winemaker Steve Anglum says, if it's been a while or you haven't had a chance to visit Bovino, now is the time. Bovino Vineyards on El Pomar in Templeton open Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Enjoy the brilliant wines, the cozy tasting room, or out on the deck with breathtaking views.
Get into the spirit at the Garden Lights and Winter Nights in downtown Atascadero. Sunken Gardens is glowing with thousands of sparkling lights in the beautiful trees, creating the perfect winter paradise. Festive shopping, great food, warm drinks, and holiday fun throughout downtown. Thanks to the sponsors, City of Atascadero, Atascadero Tourism Business Improvement District, Sousa Construction, plus Avila Traffic Safety, 3CE, H&R Block, and PG&E. Come celebrate the season in downtown Atascadero. Find all the details at visitatascadero.com.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, at Chumash Casino Resort, we're giving away over $500,000 in cash and prizes. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawing Sundays in December. Need more details? Visit ChumashCasino.com. And hey, welcome to freedom.
Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number. 238-KPRL. Join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is.
And speaking of Christmas, I'll have a special guest on this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. You may have heard of this person. It's Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus will be on with me and maybe a special guest. Just maybe. You know, it's a busy time of year, so we'll see how things work out. And Susanna in the 1 o'clock hour, all here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM. And congratulations to you taxpayers, Aaron Pass Robles. We get to write a check to, was it $40,000, Chris?
$40,000.
$40,000. You show up drunk at work, you get a check for $40,000. You got to love it, ladies and gentlemen. Remember the song, Jane, the Americans, only in America. You can show up drunk for work and get $40,000.
Here I am, I'm drunk.
I wonder what kind of a woman you really are.
Well, you're a little bit wealthier now at $40,000. And also, she or it, whatever you want to call it, she gets paid her health, Chris, through the end of June?
Yes, the health insurance continues through to June 2026.
Yep, folks, you got to, and I'm sure, well, it's cheaper to do it this way because of lawsuit potential and all this other kind of stuff. I don't know what a contract looks in situations like this, but the school, what is it, the school board, you know, do something with these contracts. Or maybe the contract didn't have anything to do with it. I don't know. We don't know all, at least I don't know all the details about this, but this is just to the point where it's beyond ridiculous. $40,000, and she gets... continued to get her health insurance paid. Well, Kevin, it's easier and it's cheaper. Always, that's what we hear all the time. By the way, I think from Chris's story last week, there's a group of youngsters. These are kids learning and doing things on their own. They're in need of $2,000 because they're succeeding. That's the robotics at Georgia Brown, Chris?
The Robotics Club at Georgia Brown.
So they need $2,000 to go to Irvine or wherever to continue their excellence. This is their first year for the program. So nothing wrong with kids going out and learning how to raise money and the computer community helping out. But I'm just tying this in. We give a lush $40,000 plus insurance paid through June. And these kids doing the right thing, they're looking for $2,000. Of course, the school district doesn't have any money. Oh, gosh. Ask for the bond, $2 million bond, because you need the money there at the school. Good decision. Which, by the way, well, I got to be a little bit careful on how much little birdies have told me, so... I will hold on for some other time, perhaps, maybe. All right, then also we have this dirt bag on the disability. And Chris, Does he live in Paso because didn't the ruling or whatever come from another county?
It came from Sacramento County, so okay. I believe he's from Paso Robles. He used to live here. I don't know if he's got property here still, if he, you know, sometimes vacations here. I don't know, honestly. He just used to live here.
Okay, so he's getting 272 days in jail, and he's got all the fines and stuff like that. And, you know, similar to what I mentioned last week regarding the federal government and elected, you know, whether it's the president or somebody else, saying, well, we're going to look at these programs because there's fraud and fraud and fraud in it. We know there's fraud in it. But just here in the state of California, the California Department of Insurance reported in the 2024, and this is a little bit more money here, so you got to follow this, regarding disability fraud, and this is combined with the department being inept and also criminals. Well, they are criminals, but people who are getting a pass saying that they are on they have a disability from work, and you know they're retired, so we're going to give them money. The estimate is approximately $272 million. Okay. Now, that's just in the year 23-24. Total charges, fraud amount to over $272 million. All right. That's a few nickels. The Department of Industrial Relations states that workers' compensation fraud costs California billions of dollars each year. And, of course, that affects both taxpayers and law-abiding employers. I'm sure some of you that have worked in certain industries over the course of time know that this is a lot of, there is a lot of fraud in it. I've known about it for years and years and years. I go back maybe 30 years when the guy owned a kind of a construction business here in Paso Robles. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He pointed it out to me, and he did something about it, and it didn't matter, though. He had the person on video, and he presented it to those in Sacramento, and they did absolutely nothing. We had somebody that worked for us that did the same thing. And I had the records and presented it to Sacramento, and nothing was done about it. And there are known places up and down the coast where people know the certain doctors that they can go to get this done. Again, personal experience. Over the years, being at the gyms, I knew of a lot of people who worked for the state, county, or whatever, and they were pretty heavy-duty weightlifters. And yet, three of them got on disability for bad backs. Yet they continued to do powerlifting. It was a known joke. And yet, us, the taxpayers, pay for it. It goes on. We have agencies for everything to help everybody out from, you know, left-handed people, people with freckles because of whatever. Why don't we do a better job of checking into this to save the money? I mean, and let's see if this makes sense. We're probably going to be told, well, the $40,000 is a minimal amount to pay because of legal expenses, you know, the whole thing. So we're going to do that. Well, I would have to think that if we had a department that we sent out to enforce and make sure that people weren't screwing the rest of us, that we would perhaps save money in the long term, maybe even in the short term. So I don't know why we don't do that. All right, let's see here. California, as we get we ramp up for the new year, there's a lot of new laws coming in. A lot. And a lot of them put the burden on the employers. quite a few of them do. And as again, as I mentioned last week, the cost of the burden to businesses from the government regarding laws, rules, and regulations, whatever you want to call them, is tremendous. So the state of California is going to add more time for businesses having to do things. Now, this isn't the exact example, but here's one of there's an extension of CBA meal period exemptions, and the law prohibits an employee from employing for a work period of more than five hours without providing the employee with a meal period of not less than 30 minutes. Now, I will give them credit for this one. It does create exceptions. And again, as every job is a little bit different and people, most people I have found figure out their times. Now, I realize in some places there may be designated times where you have to do that, and I don't know those specific industries, but, you learn how to pick and choose your time, and a lot of people, again, depending on the job, they eat while they're working. They want to get the work done. They don't like interruptions and so forth and so on. Maybe, again, it depends on the job. Also, we have another law coming up. I could have tied this in with the world-famous Pet Alert. Coming up, let's see here. Well, this is since late last this year or early this year, I forget. Declawing a cat is illegal in California. Declawing a cat is illegal in California. It can be a first offense is $500. You could even get some jail time for that. The dirtbag that defrauded us of his disability, he gets 272 days in jail, and he's got to pay a lot of money in fines. I don't know where he's going to do with that, but if you declaw your cat, first offense is $500. And let's see here, veterinarian violations can be a misdemeanor leading up to a year in jail, a fine up to $10,000 or both, with the vet board also able to suspend license. Okay. So you have that. So there was a push for this. Let me see here. Yeah, that was October of 2025. So just a couple of months ago, and it takes effect January 1st, prohibiting the procedure unless a veterinarian deems it medically necessary for the cat's health, making California the seventh state to ban the practice. Okay. The ban is because it's a major surgery involving amputating the last bone of each toe, not just trimming the nail. Do we allow certain procedures for kids who don't know what they are to do to have procedures? I'm just wondering here about this. Now, I've had cats my whole life, with the exception of one. None of them have been declawed. And yes, there's an issue like the reasons that most people, because they don't want them messing up the, the rug, the couch and all that stuff, and because that's what cats do. With the exception of one or two, they haven't been that bad. We have those scratching posts, and both of them are pretty darn good about it. They like the carpet, though. We'll say that, but the one that we did have declawed, that was a rescue cat, and my mom and dad said the only way we're keeping this is if we have it declawed, because she didn't want it messing up the house. And we had the cat for 16 years, lived a good life. But I don't know about the numbers, because there is concern with this law from some. I haven't seen specifically where, that it will lower the amount of people who want to get a cat. If the law, not if, because the law says you can't declaw it. Well, people said, I'd like to have the cat, but I don't want them messing up the house and so forth. So regarding the adoption, there is some worry that this will cause the adoption of cats to go down. Of course, that we won't know that until overtime. So anyway, that's just a little thing there. 238-5775-238-KPRL as we get ready to, well, I guess, imbibe on the holidays. Also, food. We're all going to eat food for the holidays, no doubt about it. Food experts. Chris, question for you.
I'm not a food expert, if that's the question.
No, I know you're not. I'm not a food expert either. I just consume it. I consume it.
Which, hey, should make us an expert, honestly, but what do I know?
That's right, because I've enjoy many types of, well, not a lot. I'm pretty finicky. But what do you think is a worry for most people when they go out to eat as far as contamination or getting sick?
Raw food?
You mean
or
like,
undercooked, I guess.
Okay, so
stuff like salmonella.
I can't say it now because you said it wrong anyway. Okay, and most people would probably say that. However, leafy greens, this is according to food safety experts. Leafy greens now cause more outbreaks than hamburgers as contamination patterns shift over the decades. So we used to think about, okay, there are certain foods you may be a little risky to eat at certain places or just anywhere. But the salads, sprouts, and deli meats are among the everyday items that they are leery of.
I was in the clear until you said deli meats. Come on.
I know. I love deli sandwiches.
Yeah, me too.
I would be one that say, I don't care. I'm going to order one anyway.
Oh, I would probably be in that same boat as well. If I get sick, I get sick. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Besides, at least I died full.
Besides, I mean, when I go out to eat, why do I want to get a salad?
I guess maybe it's part of an appetizer for some kind of three-course meal.
I want the onion rings. That's my appetizer, or French fries or something. I eat a salad every day. I don't want to go out to dinner and have a damn salad.
Well, now you can have a double salad.
No. I'll have the double onion rings instead. But anyway, just something to think about. One more of these experts out there doing that. All right, let's see. What else we have? More laws. And again, you won't be able to keep up with all the laws that we have. And for those of you renters, let's see here. Beginning January 26th, January 1st, in X amount of days. Let me see here. Apartments are required to come equipped with a refrigerator and stove, as well as basic appliances that many reasonable renters expect would be required. I don't know what a basic appliance is. Would you have an idea?
A basic, probably a refrigerator?
Well, they have that. It says the apartments are required to be equipped with a refrigerator and stove, as well as basic appliances that many reasonable renters expect you would also be required. So I don't know what the basic appliances are.
Well, I guess one other could be a microwave. I know most apartments that I've rented out have had those. And if each room doesn't have one, there should be some kind of laundry or washing machine and dryer on the premises. I would say that might be reasonable as well.
Well, if the apartment is small, it probably cannot accommodate a washer and dryer. I have, you know where I live down the street here, there, that I had to go across the street to the laundromat to do that. Same when I lived in, no, the one in San Miguel, I did have a washer and dryer. But it was only, it wasn't by law, I just got lucky that it was there. But I'm not so sure that a microwave is a basic appliance. Maybe it is in today's world. But, you know, I was looking at, okay, bottle opener? I don't know, basic appliances. I don't know. That's
kind Would of, you lump freezer in with a refrigerator?
No, because the refrigerator is going to have a freezer, right?
You'd hope so.
Yeah.
Mine doesn't. But that's fine. We got a freezer chest in the garage. Big ol' one.
You have a refrigerator with no freezer.
Correct.
Okay.
They exist.
I've never seen one. I've never seen one. Well,
Would you take a picture of it for me, please?
Sure.
I'm just out of not morbid curiosity, but just out of curiosity. All right, so that's just one of them, and of course you probably are aware of the single-use carry-out bag ban. Beginning January 1st, the stores will only be allowed to distribute recycled paper bags to customers at the point of sale, and this follows the state's 2014 ban on single-use plastic bags. Stores may charge a minimum of 10 cents per paper bag. So we're back to that, okay, and just a lot more laws coming on the way here. We're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by... One moment. Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A CHP officer from Paso Robles has been sentenced to 270 days in jail for insurance fraud. An investigation found that 45-year-old Jordan Roy Lester, who worked as an officer for 17 years, procured medical leave claiming he was unable to work because of an injury. This was later found to be false. According to documents detailing the resignation agreement regarding former Paso Robles High School principal Megan Fletcher, she received a $40,000 payout for her resignation. In early November, Fletcher was placed on paid administrative leave for allegedly driving to work under the influence of alcohol. She remains on unpaid leave now through June 30th, 2026. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early today, then cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 60s, it's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by... Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Lindner. The U.S. Navy and Coast Guard reportedly targeting a third oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson detailing a U.S. Navy statement of Fox.
United States Coast Guard is in active pursuit of a sanctioned dark fleet vessel that is part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion. It is flying a false flag.
The vessel suspected of smuggling illegal Venezuelan oil. Vice President J.D. Vance delivered remarks on the final day of Turning Point USA's America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona, underscoring the work of the Trump administration for the benefit of Americans.
I miss his reminder that politics is not a dress rehearsal or a game. We are making decisions that will save our country and give the American people a shot at their dreams again.
Turning Point founder Charlie Kirk fatally shot at Utah Valley University back on September 10th. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This is Dr. Brad Dick. They say that time flies when you're having fun. The last 25 years have gone in a flash, and now it's time to retire. I thank everyone that has given me the privilege of helping them feel better today. I look forward to seeing you all around town and having a conversation. I hope to see all of you soon.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Net Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 16, half of the playoff spots are now filled with two games Sunday doing most of the sorting. The Steelers held off the Lions 29-24, thanks in part to a pair of offensive pass interference penalties on Detroit in the final 30 seconds. Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin.
I'm just so appreciative of the men that I work with and the fight that they displayed individually and collectively.
With the Lions lost, the Bears and the 49ers are in the NFC playoffs, along with the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Eagles, who secured the East Division crown on Saturday. Last night, the Patriots rallied past the Ravens 28-24 to clinch an AFC playoff berth. New England and Denver are the only sure things in that conference so far. The Jaguars beat the Broncos 34-20, four touchdowns for Trevor Lawrence. That's six wins in a row for Jacksonville. The Texans won their seventh straight, 23-21 over the Raiders to stay right on their six in the AFC South. Panthers got by the Buccaneers 23-20 to take the lead in the NFC South. Titans topped the Chiefs. KC lost another quarterback to an ACL injury. Gardner Minshew went down in the second quarter. Wins for the Saints, Vikings, Bengals, and Falcons. NBA Sunday, the Bulls outran the Hawks 152-150. Nine Chicago players scored in double figures. 47 for Jalen Brunson as the Knicks iced the Heat. Spurs took their sixth straight, waxing the Wizards. NHL, the Avalanche whipped the Wild 5-1. Nathan MacKinnon scored twice to hit 30 goals for the season. The loss ended Minnesota's seven-game winning streak, while league-leading Colorado has won five in a row. Sabres down the Devils for their sixth straight win. That's Monday Sports.
And, of course, we have our triple header coming up this Sunday starting at 9:30. It'll be the Seahawks and the Panthers, and then the ugly game of the week, or possibly the year, the Giants and the Raiders, and the late game, something else, the Bears and the 49ers. All here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. Visit them online at avilatraffic.com. We've got some serious fog this morning, at least coming in, and be extremely careful on the road in those areas. And then clouds for the Monday, highs in the mid-60s. Clouds tonight and some fog overnight, lows in the upper 40s to low 50s, and cloudy low to mid-60s on your Tuesday, and as we get to Christmas Eve, well, here we go. Chance of rain is almost 100%, and we should be in the upper 50s, and for Christmas, about 100%, upper 50s. For Friday, mid-50s, some showers, about 80%, and then we'll get some sunshine, upper 50s Sunday, Monday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of next week. All right, today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:10 a.m., 4:55 p.m., and we are at 48 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. That's where they service, they supply, they rent, and they sell most traffic control equipment. They're on El Camino Real. All right, let's see here. We have 7 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who?
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. The county's wide-ranged approved concealed carry training team. That's right. As we check in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's our responsibility, that's our job, and anything else you can think of. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing to report there on the world-famous Pet Alert. Chris, I've got one for you since you had, I think, Thursday and Friday off, if I'm not mistaken.
An extended weekend for my brain regarding these questions, yeah.
Yeah, and it will happen at the end of this week. Okay, so, you know, many countries have certain traditions.
Right.
The countries associated with regarding Christmas. Okay, now this became popular in the 70s in Japan. And it is now, again, a tradition in Japan that many or most people in Japan, they eat what for their Christmas meal? Now, this has to do with, I'll just say, fast food restaurants. So this has become a tradition in Japan. So what do you think that this tradition now is of eating what for their Christmas meal?
Well, if you say fast food, the first thing that comes to mind to me is a cheeseburger or a hamburger of some sort.
Nope.
No?
No. This was based, well, they would all be based on, but it was a particular franchise that decided that they were really going to hit this market, and, you know, they did commercials and the whole nine yards, and it worked very, very well. So it's now big time in Japan. So what fast food do you think it is that the Japanese people like to have for Christmas?
You say franchise, and I'm going to go with McDonald's.
No.
Okay, so what is it?
KFC.
Okay. Okay.
Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, because I think you said the other day it was too greasy.
Yeah, okay. I did.
All right. Well, I absolutely love Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, there you go. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. World-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Just visit atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, time for trivia, and it's brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay. I am going to give you a little leeway on this one because it's not definitive, but the same two or three come up in a lot of the surveys. And I don't remember from last year if I did this or not, but what the heck, it was last year, so probably most of us don't remember. Obviously, I don't. What is the most disliked Christmas song? What is the most disliked Christmas song? All right. And again, these two or three consistently rank as the most disliked or annoying. Okay. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I know the one that I can't stand is not on this list. And I just, I don't, I'm trying to think. If Hank Williams sang it, I wouldn't listen to it. It's just, well, of course he wouldn't, it would sound stupid. So what do you think it is, the most disliked? That's the, let's see here, I think that, yeah, that's well, it's not in the, on the top two or three, Chris, but it's on the list.
Oh, well.
Matter of fact, two of their songs are. All right, my Aunt Lorraine got me that album years ago. Well, the whole album was nothing but those. Mm-hmm. Hi, good morning.
Mama got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah, that's on the list of the top two or three, sir. Do you like the song?
I used to.
Okay. Well, we do change our likes and dislikes over the years. So, all right. What would be your favorite Christmas song?
I like Silent Night.
Okay. All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Yes, James Taylor.
James Taylor.
Taylor. Yes.
Sailor, not the singer songwriter. Okay. All right, yeah, James. Yeah. All right, I have you down. Thanks and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
All righty, bye. Okay, Santa Baby, frequently cited as number one in the polls. And then Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, which I kind of like that song. The Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas. Those are generally the top three. And we had Chris got one that's in the top 10 as well. As a matter of fact, the rats are in it twice.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. For candidates wishing to run for the 2026 statewide district primary election, the signatures in lieu filing fee period has reopened. This gives prospective candidates the opportunity to gather signatures that can reduce or fully offset the cost of qualifying for the ballot. The number of signatures varies by office. The bridge connecting Jack Creek Road to Highway 46 West has reopened. This was first built in 1937, and the $8 million project to replace deteriorating old bridge began in April. The bridge now has a wider, more durable concrete box with two traffic lanes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Fog early, then cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 48 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
A couple of others on the list, and I would agree. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. The Chipmunk song, Christmas Don't Be Late, and the one that Chris had, All I Want for Christmas. You know, the Chipmunks, I forget the whole thing. And then my personal would be the Little Drummer Boy. I want to drive my car off the road when I hear that thing. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, getting to the root of the problem.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's